First big weekend, Chiefs County tonight, Valentine tomorrow. I bet your kids are ready. Let's play somebody else besides practicing against each other every stinking game.
Yeah, no, you're right. It seems like it's always that week leading up to a game where, you know, your kids are starting to figure out what they're supposed to be doing, and everybody knows each other's strengths and weaknesses. They start kind of cheating them, and they're just ready to go play somebody else. And, you know, we had a good scrimmage on Saturday. It's competitive and kind of had it game-like. So, you know, we're ready for a new opponent.
That's one thing you mentioned, being competitive. I'm sure these guys in practice, you've got so many guys that, you know, good size, good ability and everything, that it's probably fun to watch these guys go after each other in practice.
It is. You know, this is probably the deepest team I've ever coached. We feel confident we probably throw 12 guys on the floor at any given time if we need to. So practices are incredibly competitive. Guys are, you know, not only fighting to be competitive, they're fighting for each other's spots, and guys are fighting to keep their spots. So we've had some very good practices, but, you know, we're also young and we're mixing in some new guys that you got to take time to build that chemistry, which is always developing, but we're pretty pleased up to this point.
And I think we've talked about this before, is one of your biggest teams. I mean, with the size you've got, I'm trying to think over the last couple of years, you've had size, but nothing like this.
Yeah, you know, 2 years ago we started 2 6'5" guys. Then we had 6'6" off the bench, but, you know, we've got a ton of height of, you know, 5 of our 12 guys are 6'4" or taller. And then we got a couple 6'2", 6'3" guys along the way. So a much different team from last year in terms of size. Last year I kind of joked around, but not really, that, you know, we were kind of a big junior high size team, mm-hmm. where we started a lot of guys under 6 foot tall, and didn't start anyone over 6'1" at the time. So it's really changed, and, you know, our game's evolving, and it's going to help us so much. Like, I'll use Mitchell Cole as an example. He had to guard the other team's biggest guy last year. Mm-hmm. He's probably rarely going to do that throughout this year. And he did a great job at it, but he also does a good job defending on the perimeter. So we're going to have depth there. And also, you know, not having that height in the past, is one of our big guys gets into foul trouble, we're kind of in panic mode. I mean, we got a whole slew of guys. If we need to, we could throw on the other team.
And defensively, of course, I'm sure you like to play a lot of man, but if you go to like a 1-3-1 zone with the long arms and the height advantage, that could help you too.
Yeah, and, you know, we're going to hang our hat on defense this year. We've spent so much time defensively. I would say up to this point, we've spent more time than equivalent last year, probably middle of January. And we just have to become a better defensive team. And I hope one takeaway, somebody from the outside comes and watches our games, they notice we're a much improved defensive team. And, you know, I'm a firm believer in man-to-man, but with the shot clock, it changes a little bit, where it's not a bad idea to throw in a zone with 6 seconds left on a dead ball. And by the time a team adjusts and recognizes you're in a zone, they're not going to get a good shot. So you always got to have a secondary D, but we're going to, you know, be primary man-to-man.
That's one thing I don't think even I talked about yet, is the shot clock and the foul situations after each quarter resetting, which is new.
Yeah, the shot clock with it being 35 seconds, and I don't think it's going to be much of an issue with us. It's just when the ball gets hit out of bounds and there's like 12 seconds left, and all of a sudden you got to look at me like, hey, we don't have a whole lot of time. And, you know, defensively, we'll do things a little bit differently when there's a certain amount of time on the clock to take away an easy shot. Then with the fouls, there being 5 fouls, you get 2 shots, no more 1-1. And that changes strategy quite a bit too. We're probably not going to implement it yet, but we're going to implement a strategy down the road that takes advantage of that situation.
Chiefs County had a game last night against Cozad, so they a little one up on you on that area.
Yeah, you know, there's pros and cons to each of those. Pros, they get a game on their belt, and you can't replace experience, and so those guys are going to get that game. But on the same note, we get to see who they are, and they don't get to see us. So you could take it either way, which is positive or negative on it. And, you know, with Chase County, they had, since their season got over last year, they've had a lot of success. They won state track. They had an exceptional football team. I mean, they were right there. I watched the game. They probably should have beat Sydney, who was a semifinal C1 team. So they're going to be coming in with a lot of confidence, building off of their previous success, and they returned so many guys. So that we're probably in a little different boat as those guys in terms of that experience and, you know, an ample amount of success we've experienced since last season. But I think our kids are going to compete really hard, and they're going to match, you know, their confidence.
I know we'll have a good crowd at Imperial tonight. It's just a short trip over, but hopefully have a really good crowd for the home opener against the Badgers on Saturday.
Yeah, the last few years, it seems like our atmosphere in the Cooks, you know, second to none. And, you know, this year we want our crowd wearing white at our games where we wear white at home games. We want the other team to feel like, you know, we're everywhere. And our kids sold a bunch of shirts and hoodies and whatnot to kind of help support that. So hopefully tomorrow night people show up wearing white.